Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. In this broadcast, I'll give you an insight into recent economic thinking about interest rates and what to do now. But first, here is the latest on home loan rate moves from the past week. The key trend was for further increases to fixed rates by many lenders. When you look at the rates table at mortgagerates.co.nz, you'll see lots of red. We colour rates red when they have risen in the past 7 days and green if they have fallen. The only green was from Westpac in its 3 and 5 year fixed rate terms and also non-bank lender Resimac. Westpac was essentially copying what ASB Bank did the previous week, and that is increasing short-term rates and driving down longer-term ones. Meanwhile, Resimac was using that classic strategy of price to drive demand. Its hotspot is low doc lending. In terms of red, the increases last week came from BNZ, SBS and its subsidiary HBS Bank, and some of the Westpac rates. On Friday, I listened to Westpac's chief economist Dominic Stevens and his thoughts on interest rates. We're lucky in New Zealand because we've got plenty of good economists, and Stevens is one of those that I like to listen to. He's good at explaining things and he presents a very reasoned view. His key message is that the New Zealand economy has a head of steam up, but this is temporary. It's due to the Canterbury rebuild and housing activity in Auckland. At some point, this head of steam is likely to pop. It's a bit like a bubble. It will pop and things will slow down. And that time will come when the Canterbury rebuild slows. He's of the view that housing activity in Auckland will continue on for quite some time because there's such a shortage of supply. When the Canterbury rebuild does slow, economic activity in New Zealand will slow as a result of that. So too will the need for the Reserve Bank to keep increasing interest rates. Stevens says that the Reserve Bank will do its interest rate hikes in 100 basis point blocks, then take a break. So it's like bang, 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 break. We've had 3 consecutive increases so far, so there's one more to go next month, and then we'll have a break, and the next wave, he predicts, will start in December. Overall, the official cash rate will peak at 5.25% in December 2006, he predicts. The second key point Stevens made is that offshore investors don't really understand the idiosyncrasies of the New Zealand economy. Because of this, swap rates have been pushed lower than they should be at the moment, and consequently, home loan rates have fallen in tandem. This is a rare chance to say that now is a good time to fix. That's a direct quote from Stevens. He also says that 2 years is a whole lot better than 6 months. So there you have it, some free advice from someone who should know what to do. In industry news, the most interesting development during the past week was ASB extending a very generous package to accredited mortgage brokers. It looks like that this is a move to gain broker support before another bank, or maybe two, start to make some big plays in this space. But what it also does show is that the mortgage broker space is becoming more and more important to the banks, and it is a place that you should consider going for advice about your home loan. That's it for this week. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye for now.